An ABC investigation has uncovered a long-running dummy director scam that siphoned tens of millions of dollars from workers, small businesses and the taxpayer. It's operated out of Victoria for more than a decade and exploited some of society's most vulnerable. While the Australian Tax Office has been investigating the scheme for years, no charges have been laid. Dan Oakes reports.
5 years ago, Lisa Baker was couch surfing at a friend's place in Melbourne when one day a strange man arrived with an even stranger proposition. His name was Jesus Hidalgo. He was known to some of Lisa's hosts and he was offering her a few hundred bucks to sign on as a company director.
He had a couple of papers. I signed my name on a half a dozen different pieces of paper. Then he asked me to come outside with him. He checked me for a wire.
He checked you for a wire?
Yeah.
What did he get you to do?
He made me lift up my shirt and show him my chest.
Why do you think he did that?
I don't know, but that's when I got really suspicious and got this really bad feeling in my gut. But I was too far in to go backwards sort of thing. Like, I just showed him I wasn't wearing a wire and, yeah, he left. And I never heard from him again.
Jesus Hidalgo worked for a Victorian accountancy firm called Brown Baldwin. He had signed Lisa up to be the dummy director for just one of nearly 200 shell companies linked to Brown Baldwin. Jesus Hidalgo was one of several accountants involved in the scheme. By creating companies that only exist on paper and directing invoices to that sham company, bills don't have to be paid and the dummy directors become responsible for the debts.
I was living on nothing. Had the dole and that was it. It was a money that was an opportunity to come visit my family in Brisbane. I never thought that this was what was going to happen.
Lisa Baker took the money and then letters threatening jail time started arriving.
Put them in a drawer and acted like an emu, just stuck my head in the sand. Anything to avoid any drama.
Lisa Baker had become the director of a company that was running up big debts. A Victorian building firm had been directing its subcontractors to invoice the sham company, and the subcontractors weren't getting paid. At a construction site in downtown Melbourne, electrician Peter Stacey had ordered his workers to down tools. Peter Stacey wasn't getting paid, and the company that supposedly owed him the money only existed on paper.
There was a deliberate, I firmly believe there was a deliberate intent to deceive.
In August 2018, 250 tax office investigators raided 11 properties across Victoria linked to Brown Baldwin, the accountancy firm behind the sham company. Following the ATO's investigations, Brown Baldwin shut up shop last year. The accountants involved now work for other firms. Its founder, Chris Baldwin, declined repeated requests by the ABC for an interview. The investigations into Brown Baldwin are continuing, but nobody has been charged over the scheme. This leaves dummy directors around the country, including Lisa Baker, responsible for companies that went bust, collectively owing tens of millions of dollars.
I admit that. I should never have signed the first piece of paper, but I never expected it to turn out like this.
That's Lisa Baker ending that report by Dan Oakes, and you can hear his full investigation on Background Briefing at 8 a.m. this Sunday on Radio National, or download the episode wherever you get your podcast from.